Hey everybody, Franklin Taggart here with the Life in General podcast. We've been talking about habits that keep us in the struggle. And we are up to habit number 5 today. The habit that we're going to be talking about in today's show is the habit of making excuses. And I have worked with a lot of folks who really struggle with this. And one of the things that happens is a lot of times we are programmed or we're conditioned to look for the worst possible outcome in a possibility. And we'll find everything wrong with an idea before we even think about the possibility of trying something. And what basically happens is that, you know, we talk ourselves out of doing it before we've even considered what is possible. And the way that this shows up, you might find a list of reasons not to do something. Have you ever been sitting with a friend and you've got a problem going on and your friend is making suggestions, and every suggestion that they come up with, you can find a reason right off the top of your head not to even think about it? Well, what if you were to change that and open to that new possibility, even if you don't do it? You know, just being open to the fact that, hey, there might be something here to really explore, rather than just shooting it down. The thing that happens a lot of times is that when we have a problem and we're starting to find all of the reasons why we can't do something about it, one of the things that we might want to really look at honestly in that moment is whether or not we really want the problem to be solved. Sometimes we just want to, you know, be in a victim role. Sometimes we want to be taken care of. Sometimes we want other people to take responsibility. And so making excuses is just a way of not taking responsibility for the situation that you're in. Instead of seeing possibilities, do you see limitations? Like, can you find everything that's a limitation in a situation rather than what's, you know, a possibility there? Are you habitually making excuses for not doing something? Well, if so, that's a sign of resistance, and resistance is something that keeps us stuck. One of the best books that I found around that talks about resistance is one called Do the Work. It's by Stephen Pressfield. The other book that he's famous for that also talks about resistance is The War of Art. Well, resistance is something that we don't have to live with as much as we do. And how can you tell if you're in resistance? Well, the biggest thing is that if you're in resistance, you're going to, first of all, be in a situation where you're going to be defending your position. You're going to be in a situation where your emotions are probably going to be fairly touchy. It might be high stress, might be depression, anxiety, frustration, even anger. Resistance is not a problem. We all experience it every day. But one of the things that we want to look at is that internal resistance keeping us from achieving the goals that we want to achieve? Is it keeping us from the life that we want for ourselves? Well, if that's the case, one of the things that you can learn how to do is to let go of the resistance that you're holding on to. And some of it, you might not even be aware of that you're holding on to it. And there have been many techniques over the years that have, you know, addressed resistance very effectively. One of them that I've heard about in recent years is one called the Sedona Method, also called the Release Technique. And meditation has been used as a way of opening in the midst of resistance. So there are a lot of ways that you can deal with resistance. And one of the things that I think is important is, first of all, to just recognize that you're in that state. Recognize the behavior. Are you really, you know, pushing away good ideas? Are you, you know, Are you trying to guard your energy? Are you trying to, you know, are you just trying to defend the position that you're in? That's usually a high state of resistance. Well, take that feeling of resistance and allow yourself to just become as fully aware of that feeling and the thinking that surrounds it as you can become. Let it come completely into your awareness. Let that feeling of resistance just totally fill your attentive mind and observe it. What's there? What do you find? Let the energy come into your body as fully as it can and just experience that energy just for a few moments. Now, as the energy comes to kind of a peak, let it start to dissipate. You'll notice that it dissipates quite naturally. And then just let it leave your body. Let it leave. Let it be gone. There's one more step, and that is to open your mind to receiving an insight, a next best step. Open your mind to receiving wisdom and guidance. And then just go about your day. Letting go of resistance actually feels better. And as you go through your day, you're probably going to find yourself with a little bit more clarity. You're going to find yourself feeling a little bit more grounded. And you'll be able to make decisions quickly and efficiently. And you'll be pleased with the results. If you find yourself making excuses, check and see. How high is your resistance level? And then just go into that resistance and let it go. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I'm Franklin Taggart, and I'll talk to you next time. Hey, everybody. Franklin Taggart here, and I just wanted to update you on the name of the podcast. If you were looking for it under the name Life in General, I'm sorry to say that it can't be found under that title anymore. And the name of the podcast has been changed to The Reset Podcast. The Reset Podcast is going to consist of three different kinds of programming. And the three different types of programming are going to be interviews, much the same as that I did in the Make Your Own Way podcast. And then we're also going to be having two other kinds of program. One's going to be called an insight program. That will be a very short program that's based on one question to a guest or possibly something that I reflect on. And then the other kind of podcast that we're going to be offering is the series podcast that goes a little bit more in depth into a subject. The podcast is going to be focusing on personal transformation. People who are going through transitions in their business, in their personal life, in their relationships. We're going to be working on how people can make transitions in a way that doesn't leave a whole lot of fallout. So I hope you'll tune in to the Reset Podcast. And if you would like to be a guest on this show, or if you have any questions or comments about the show, please send me an email at podcast@franklintaggart.com. Hope you have a great day, and thank you for listening, and I hope you'll subscribe to the Reset Podcast. I will talk to you next time. Thank you.